Welcome back to Moments of Love. Today's story is brought to you by the letter S. S is for sorry. It was the kind of friendship that started before either of them could write their names. Alex and Jamie met in kindergarten. They built blanket forts at daycare, got in trouble for giggling during reading time, and by the time they were 10, they had matching scars on their knees from the same skateboard wipeout. As the years passed, their bond only deepened. They were inseparable. Where you saw one, you saw the other, whether it was prom night, midnight diner runs, or showing up for each other's college graduation. But like all stories worth telling, theirs took a turn. It was over something stupid. Jamie had gotten the job in Chicago, the dream gig. Alex was still stuck in their hometown, working odd jobs and trying to figure out what came next. They had one last dinner before Jamie left, and instead of celebrating, they argued. Words were said, hurtful ones. Alex accused Jamie of leaving them behind. Jamie snapped, saying they couldn't wait forever for Alex to catch up. And that was it. No hug, goodbye, no last laugh. Just silence. Weeks turned into months. Alex tried to pretend it didn't matter, but their phone stayed too quiet. Every story, every memory, every new thing that happened, Alex still instinctively wanted to tell Jamie. But pride can be a powerful thing. And two best friends, both too stubborn to say what mattered most, stayed apart. Until one Tuesday afternoon, Alex was at work, bartending the slow lunch shift, when a familiar voice spoke from the other side of the bar. "You still make the worst mojito in town?" Jamie, hair shorter, same smile. Alex froze. Then, "I'm not making you anything until you say it." Jamie grinned. "Fine, I'm sorry." Alex exhaled, then nodded. "I'm sorry too." And just like that, the distance collapsed. One apology each, the wall came down. Over 2 hours and a plate of nachos, they talked like no time had passed, laughed, even cried a little. Jamie had been struggling in Chicago, homesick and overwhelmed. Alex admitted how lonely things had been, how hard it was to lose your person. And that's the thing about the kind of love between friends who grow up together. It doesn't vanish. It waits. It survives bruised egos and bad timing. It waits for the moment when both people are ready to say the word that matters most. Sorry. They didn't let another argument stretch into silence again. That fall, Jamie moved back, not because of the job, not because of the city, but because they realized what mattered most wasn't success. It was sharing life with someone who knows all of you and loves you anyway. They opened a business together, a little coffee shop with shelves full of board games and childhood photos on the wall. It became the kind of place where other best friends made memories too. Alex and Jamie never became a couple. They didn't need to, because this love, the kind that would drop everything to show up, to forgive, to fight beside you, and for you, was strong enough. Thank you for listening. I am KG Heartstopper. Don't forget to subscribe, and always remember, you matter. You mean something. Go be kind.